Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the August 3rd, 2012 edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I am so pumped that you're hanging out with me today. If this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. And I want to thank you. I truly appreciate you spending your only non-renewable resource right here with us. I also want to extend out the same thanks to those who come out and hang with us each and every week. You guys are the reason we're here. Because the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries and Servant Warrior Radio is to reach guys of all ages where they are, share the life-changing message of Christ, and inspire and empower them to be who God's created and called them to be. That's it. That's the mission. Now, if you haven't, make sure to check out servantwarriorradio.com. There you can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, when you get there, I want you to follow these simple steps, okay? Here they are. Pick an episode, listen, download it, share it with a friend. Pick another episode, listen to it, download it, share it with a friend. Pick another episode, listen to it, download it, share it with a friend, and so on. I mean, listen, it's just that easy. That way you have your own Servant Warrior Radio Marathon. But seriously, share those. If you hear something on the show, and God puts it on your heart to share it with somebody that you know that it would benefit them, or you know, some of the things that we talked about that you wanted to share with somebody else, pass it along. We want everybody listening to Servant Warrior Radio each and every week. You know, that's what we're here for, to reach others. But listen, we've got a great show for you today. And you know, there's so much going on that there's no way 30 minutes will even scratch the surface. There's no way that we could talk about all the things that are happening. But I'm going to do my very best to be crazy effective with the time that we've got allotted. Now, I know everybody's watching the Olympics. It has been awesome. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know how you watch sporting events, but I'm the vocal fan. I'm jumping up and down when, you know, helping them swim along when the gymnasts are on the balance beam and all of that. You know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm squirming around because, I, you know, one, you don't want them to fall. You don't want anything bad to happen. And, you know, I just love the Olympics. I love the accomplishment. But I can tell you, I am not a fan of the tape delay. Especially when you get the news flashes that pop up on your computer screen or on your phone or wherever you are and tells you who wins when I haven't seen it yet. It's kind of like standing in a line for the movie that you've been waiting to see, and this guy walks out of the theater and says, oh yeah, by the way, the dog dies in the end. I mean, you just want to scream. But seriously, there have been some awesome accomplishments achieved at this year's Olympics. You got the U.S. women's gymnastics team winning gold medal. I mean, those young ladies did unbelievable. You got Michael Phelps becoming the most decorated Olympian ever. I mean, put that into perspective, how long the Olympics have been held, and he is the most decorated Olympian ever. I mean, how cool is that? But I can tell you, there's nothing cooler than for God to get the glory. When these athletes, when they finish and they give glory to God, you know what? He's the one that should get the glory anyway. Where did these talents come from? Where do the abilities come from? Where did all of the gifts that these athletes have? That, you know, of course, their hard work and determination, but God gives them those gifts, and he expects them to use. So when he's lifted up and glorified at the accomplishments of these athletes, man, there is nothing cooler than that. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but I want to talk about the guys who won the very first set of hardware for the U.S. Olympic team, Brady Ellison, Jacob Wookie, and Jake Kaminsky of the United States archery team. These guys won the silver medal on Olympics Day 1. Now, during the match, Brady Ellison wore scripture, Proverbs 21:31, on his right hand. And that verse says, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord." I mean, that is so awesome. And when he talked about the verse in the post-event press conference and why it was important to him, he said it's important to work hard and be as prepared as possible. Hey, great words for young viewers. If you're taking advantage of letting your kids watch the Olympics and listening to these athletes talk about how they got to where they are and the determination, the dedication that it took, those are great words for young viewers. Now, also, Brady said that in his opinion that it was actually God who's given out the medals. Brady, you could not be more right. Hey, listen, I want to thank you guys, U.S. Archery Team, Warriors of the Bow, great form. Hey, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about last week's show, actually 2 weeks ago, My Piece to the Puzzle, the series, as well as the redirected message for this week. You will not want to go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Jesus freaks of the Truth Talk Nation. Jeff Searcy here, host of Servant Warrior Radio. Join us each and every Friday morning at 6 for a jolt more potent than any cup of Java and more lasting than a 5-hour energy drink, right here on Truth Talk 630. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. If you missed last week's show, I absolutely encourage you to go check it out at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, of course, when you get to the website, you have to remember those steps that we talked about earlier. Remember, pick an episode, listen to it, download it, share it, and then, of course, repeat those steps until you finish all of the episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. But anyway, last week, a challenge was thrown out, and really it stemmed from the tragedy that occurred a few weeks ago in Aurora, Colorado, and certainly still lifting up those families that are impacted and that community that is impacted. But you know, one thing that God really put on my heart was the fact that you know we have the ability to make a change and to impact others around us. And if we will take a more proactive approach to reaching people around us, make a concerted effort to impact others for Christ, then I believe in my heart that we'll start to prevent some of these tragedies from happening, because it's people who are hurting that hurt other people. But if we're able to impact, if we're able to show them, you know, if we're able to live a life reflective of Him, we will reach them in ways that nobody understands, but only He does, because He'll be able to work through us and impact their lives. And the challenge last week was that we would commit to impacting at least one person, doing what we can, take a proactive approach to impacting at least one person every single day. And I hope that's in action. I know God hopes it's in action. So, of course, you can go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can download the Armor Up Prayer. You can pass those out. You can leave that on somebody's desk at work. There's so many different things you can do. You can also share episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. If there's something that we talk about here that you want to pass along to somebody, I encourage you to do that. Use those tools that are available to you. And that's what we're here for, to reach people where they are. So use the things that we have here at Servant Warrior. Also, last week, I introduced the segment called Faith on the Fairways and had a great conversation with my dear friend and 28-year PGA professional, Russ Holden. And we're going to have Russ on periodically talking about how God is working in the lives of PGA Tour pros, how He's actually working through those pros to the lives of others, and what He's doing there on the PGA Tour and how He's being glorified. I mean, it's a great segment. You know, a lot of times we see those guys just as loftier than lofty and just really unapproachable. But when Russ talks and they're in their Bible study, you know what? They're just like us. They've just been given a different platform. So it's really cool to hear what's happening on the tour. But a couple of weeks ago, I started the series, My Piece to the Puzzle. Now, we've all put together puzzles, and every puzzle, regardless of the number of pieces it may have, or whether it's two-dimensional or three, it's governed by the same principle. Each and every piece has a distinctive size and a distinctive shape, and it has a specific spot in the puzzle that's when it's put there, it will the desired image or figure will be achieved. You know, so we all know that. Now, I began the series with a message, Ordinary Says Who? You know, too oftentimes we see ourselves as ordinary. And as it relates to a puzzle, you know, there are those who think that one puzzle piece in a puzzle of 10,000 pieces is irrelevant. However, whether the puzzle has 10 pieces or 10,000 pieces, if one of them is missing or out of place, the puzzle looks incomplete. In fact, the puzzle is incomplete. God sees you and I as very important pieces to His puzzle. You know, I've always heard that heard growing up that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. I don't necessarily agree with that. I ask, ordinary by whose standards? I talked last week about how each of us are one-of-a-kind creation, hand-woven by the Master Creator and created at a specific time in history and geographic location for a specific purpose that only we can fulfill. Now, that doesn't sound ordinary to me. That sounds extraordinary. Because each of us has a specific place in God's plan, if in His puzzle. But if we try to be someone we're not, or who we think we need to be in order to be accepted or loved, or we allow the world to shape us and not allow God to shape us, we'll end up trying to force fit ourselves into a spot not meant for us. You know, but there are some things that we have to do and realize if we're going to be shaped the way God wants us shaped in order to fit into His puzzle. Now, today, we were going to continue the series, My Piece of the Puzzle, with the message, Salt Life. And Matthew 5:13 says, we're called to be the salt of the earth. But while I was putting the show together and while I was working on it, and just before I started recording, God got a hold of me and completely derailed my message and pointed me in a completely different direction. But, you know, I'm cool with that. I mean, it's about Him anyway. It's not about me. And when God's put something on my heart, I got to go with it. So next week, we will get back to My Piece of the Puzzle in the series, and we're going to be talking the message, Salt Life. And you will definitely want to hang out for that, because that's going to be a great, great message. But right now, I need to take a break. When we return, we're going to get into the message, Battleground Earth. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
I think I'm ready. I think I've got it. Cause too much thinking is bad for my health. It's like a fire. Cause when it started, I can't control it and I burn myself. But I can't just sit here and watch it.
This is Jeff Searcy, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries and host of Servant Warrior Radio. Guys, every day we are in a war, not against people, but against evil. It's time for us to step up, put on the full armor of God, take our place on the wall, and get ready for the battle of our lives, for our lives, and for the lives entrusted to us, our friends, our families, each other. It's time to put on the battle gear. It's time to armor up. Join us. Go to servantwarriorministries.org. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Searcy here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.
This world needs is not another sign waving super saint that's better than you. Another ear pleasing candy man afraid of the truth. Another prophet in an armored suit. What this world needs is a savior who will rescue.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And before the break, I told you I was going to be continuing the series, My Piece of the Puzzle, this week with the message, Salt Life. And that message is based out of Matthew 5:13, where Christ charges us to be the salt of the earth. But as I was literally getting ready to start recording this program, God got a hold of me and completely derailed my message and pointed me in a completely different direction. And, you know, like I said before, I'm cool with that. It's all about Him. And, you know, if He gets a hold of me and turns me around and tells me to go a different direction, I'm going to do that. So we will get back to the My Piece to the Puzzle series next week. We'll just move Salt Life to next week. But you'll definitely want to be back next week for that. It's going to be a great message. But right now, I want to briefly weigh in on the latest skirmish of Battleground Earth. Now, I'm not talking about the 2008 reality TV series with Tommy Lee, you know, drummer from the group Motley Crue, which I love Motley Crue growing up. The rapper Ludacris, those two guys were in this reality TV show. I'm not talking about that. And I don't want you to get it confused with Battlefield Earth, of course, from the book by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard and the very bad movie, John Travolta. It just wasn't a very good movie, and I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed it. But no, I'm talking about Battleground Earth, ground zero for the spiritual war that rages all around us and the one that we find ourselves in every single day. Now, I don't know if it would actually be possible, not just to leave this Earth. I don't know if Mars I don't know how many planets you have to go away from Earth not to have heard about this Chick-fil-A thing and the support that's being, you know, just the mass amount of support that's being rolled out for Chick-fil-A and Dan Cathy and for their stance on marriage. But if you think this whole hoopla is about Chick-fil-A, you're missing the big picture. It's an attack in the spiritual battle that we fight every single day. It's not about homosexuality. It's not about Chick-fil-A. It's about attacking the truth. It's about the ultimate liar and killer Satan. It's about him rebelling against God and trying to take as many people with him as possible. Now, here's the part that folks need to understand. The people who are attacking the belief and adherence to God's definition of marriage as is defined by His Word, they're attacking the very one who loved them so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for their sins, these sins that these folks are still hanging on to like grim death. Now, here's the harsh reality of this. The grim death is exactly what they're going to get, death and eternity with one who's trying to take them down. Listen, the thing that they want is for the Christian community to fight back. And if we say anything or do anything, they will see it as attack against them. They think it's all about them. They can't help it. They truly can't see the deception of the evil one. Now, this might be a perfect spot where many folks in the church will want to arm themselves with applicable scripture, like Romans 1, 18 through 32. Now, if you've got a copy of God's Word, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 1. We're going to be starting in verse 18. Now, I'm going to read from the Message. Now, I want you to get the picture here. Paul was talking to the Jews and the Gentiles. He was talking to everybody. Even though this was written a few thousand years ago, as you listen to it and as you read it, it sounds a whole lot like what's happening today. All right, starting with verse 18. But God's angry displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust and wrongdoing and lying accumulate as people try to put a shroud over truth. But the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see. Eternal power, for instance, and the mystery of His divine being. So nobody has a good excuse. What happened was this. People knew God perfectly well, but when they didn't treat Him like God, refusing to worship Him, they trivialized themselves into silliness and confusion, so there was neither sense nor direction left in their lives. They pretended to know it all, but were illiterate regarding life. They traded the glory of God who holds the whole world in His hand for cheap figurines you can buy at any roadside stand. So God said, in effect, if that's what you want, that's what you get. And it wasn't long before they were living in a pig pen smeared with filth, filthy inside and out. And all of this because they traded the true God for a fake God and worshiped the God they made instead of the God who made them, the God we bless, the God who blesses us. Oh, yes. Worse followed. Refusing to know God, they soon didn't know how to be human either. Women didn't know how to be women. Men didn't know how to be men. Sexually confused, they abused and defiled one another. Women with women. Men with men. All lust, no love. And they paid for it. Oh, how they paid for it. Emptied of God and love. godless and loveless wretches. Since they didn't bother to acknowledge God, God quit bothering them and let them run loose. And then all hell broke loose, rampant evil, grabbing and grasping, vicious backstabbing. They made life hell on earth with their envy, wanton killing, bickering and cheating. Look at them, mean-spirited, venomous, fork-tongued, God-bashers, bullies, swaggerers, insufferable windbags. They keep inventing new ways of wrecking lives. They ditch their parents when they get in the way. Stupid, slimy, cruel, cold-blooded, and it's not as if they don't know better. They know perfectly well they're spitting in God's face, and they don't care. Worse, they hand out prizes to those who do worse things best. Now, given the current situation and the folks who are attacking the Christian community via Chick-fil-A, this seems like slam dunk ammunition. I mean, I can hear it now. Oh, yeah, time to throw some scripture at them. But listen, you cannot stop at verse 32. You can't just grab a section of the Bible that powers your argument or point of view, especially when throwing some scripture looks a whole lot like judgment. That is why you have to read into chapter 2, and I want you to do that right now. We're going to read now chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Those people are on a dark spiral downward, but if you think that leaves you on high ground where you can point your finger at others, think again. Every time you criticize someone, you condemn yourself. It takes one to know one. Judgmental criticism of others is a well-known way of escaping detection in your own crimes and misdemeanors. But God isn't so easily diverted. He sees right through all such smoke screens and holds you to what you've done. You didn't think, did you, that just by pointing your finger at others, you would distract God from seeing all your misdoings and from coming down on you hard? Or did you think that because he's such a nice God, he'd let you off the hook? Better think this one through from the beginning. God is kind, but he's not soft. In kindness, he takes us firmly by the hand and leads us into a radical life change. Now, what's Paul talking about here in verse 1? Let's read it again. It says, those people are on a dark spiral downward, but if you think that leaves you on a high ground where you can point your finger at others, think again. Every time you criticize someone, you condemn yourself. It takes one to know one. Now, I know what some of you are saying. Cersei, you're way off here, pal. I'm not doing anything like what those folks are doing. James chapter 2, verses 10 through 13 says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not commit murder. If you do not commit adultery but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Now, I want you to hear this, verse 13. It says, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Guys, we're not attacking them. We're not fighting against them. Our support for Chick-fil-A is really followers of Christ telling Satan that he doesn't get this one. Do you want to completely turn the tide and flip this whole thing upside down and on its ears? Here's what you do. Now, I read this from a blogger the other day, and he was definitely right on, and really it seemed like he took a page right out of the Servant Warrior battle plan. But unfortunately, I can't find the blog again, and that's what I get for not printing it out. But anyway, I want you to go to your neighborhood Chick-fil-A today, Friday, August 3rd. Now, you're going to be there along with some same-sex marriage folks who apparently are going to show up and do some making out in the store. I want you to buy them a sandwich. I want you to buy them a milkshake. I want you to buy them some lunch. I want you to be real and genuine. Tell them that you understand why they're there and that you love them, but nowhere near as much as the God who they're attacking right now loves them. And then leave. Man alive, that'd be awesome. You know, a Christian business that's right in the middle of the fight gets supported business-wise and prayer-wise. People that we as the body are supposed to be reaching out to are shown the love of Christ, and God is glorified. The ultimate trifecta. Now, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to let you know next week how it turns out. And I'd also love to hear your battleground earth adventures at Chick-fil-A or wherever they are. Email me at jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Tell me what happened. Hey, if you want to send it via an audio file, attach that, and who knows, you might find yourself on the airwaves on Servant Warrior Radio. You can also go to the Servant Warrior Facebook page at facebook.com/Servant Warrior Ministries. One way or another, we want to get your story out to the masses. Hey, listen, let's show the world that the love of Christ is a force infinitely more powerful than any hate thrown at us by the evil one. You know, there comes a time in every show, I want to give people the opportunity to accept Christ. I know that there are folks out there who said, Jeff, you know what? I don't have a relationship with Christ, but I want to ask him into my heart. He's calling me. I want to listen to him, and I want to take action right now. There are others who are out there who said, Jeff, you know what? I've accepted Christ, but I've gone away from him. I want to get back right with him. We can take care of both those right now. Would you pray with me? Father God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. God, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to make you the Lord of my life. Lord, I want to spend eternity in heaven with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, thanks for hanging out today. I love you. Praying for you. Next week, I'm going to continue the My Piece to the Puzzle Missing, as if God doesn't redirect me again. And we're going to be talking about a salt life. And we're also going to be making a big announcement next week, so you don't want to miss it. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. You've been hiding out. Cowardly.